is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to change the station. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will bring it to a whisper. For the next hour, sit quietly and we shall control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
And now, it's time for the radio show that covers just about every topic. Because variety is the spice of life. From the arcane and unusual to current events and practical tips. Because if it's interesting, they'll be talking about it. And now, here's Bill and Allison Mancaro.
Good morning, Hill Country.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hi, Allison.
I'm barely awake.
You are? Sleep last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I woke up in the middle of the night worrying about the show.
Worrying about the show? What is there to worry about the show?
I was afraid I hadn't printed out some of the stories that I had.
Well, that can happen. But we just, there's so much to talk about. I am Bill.
I'm Allison.
You are. And this is the Bill and Allison Show. And we're glad you're joining us this morning. We are sometimes wrong.
But we're always right.
We're always right. We're fighting a never-ending battle for truth, justice.
And the American way.
We are, as a warning here, we're never PC, politically correct, but we are proudly, what, Allison?
Politically incorrect.
Politically incorrect. PI. But most importantly, we strive to be BC. not as opposed to AD, but biblically correct. And I'm a native Texan from Dalhart, Texas. And Allison?
I'm a Native American.
You're Native American, yeah. Literally, you were born in America. I was born in Texas, of course. But you're also part Chickasaw.
I am.
Yeah.
And our tribe is headquartered in Ada, Oklahoma.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a trigger warning for you. Allison and I identify as non-binary. Non-binary. And my preferred pronoun, at least today or this week maybe, of course, you can change your pronouns anytime you want.
Exactly.
Mine is Brandon. And Allison, do you have one this hour?
I don't know. I'm a PO'd American, I guess.
Okay, PO'd American. We always like to bookend our show with verses from the Bible. And this is a three-word verse, the one of the shortest verses in the Bible. The shortest verse, they say, is Jesus wept. But our verse today, pray without ceasing. And I have a frog in my throat. Pray without ceasing. And I actually did this verse a couple of weeks ago, I think, but I wanted to, I found something, an audio that I thought would go along with it, so we're going to do it again. Charles Spurgeon, the great English preacher, preached before more people, it said, than anyone else up to his time, because he didn't have the internet or TV or radio. But he also published more books than any Christian writer, even today. He has more books in print than any Christian writer. So Charles Spurgeon said, prayer is the grandest power in the entire universe. It has more omnipotent force than electricity, attraction, gravitation, or any other force. God has promised to hear prayer, and he will perform his promise. Not to pray because you do not feel fit to pray is like saying, I will not take medicine because I'm too sick. Pray for prayer. Pray yourself by the Spirit's assistance into a praying frame. If I feel myself disinclined to pray, then is the time when I need to pray more than ever.
My dad prayed 33 years for me to get saved. Moms, dads out there, I know you're praying for your kids and your grandkids. Keep praying. I was an atheist. I actually walked into my dad's prayer closet and said, "Dad, shut up. I don't want your God. Okay, I don't believe in your God." But he kept praying to encourage you moms, dads, aunt, uncles, whoever you are that's got lost family members, your kids, keep praying. Never give up. Before my dad died, I called him on the phone. I said, "Guess what, Dad?" He said, "You got saved." For 2 years, the God that I cussed, the God I didn't believe, I'm now excited on the phone talking to my dad about the Word of God. Jesus saves. Never give up.
Never give up. Never, never, never give up praying. I thought that was pretty powerful testimony. So mm-hmm. that's, or Alice and I both thought it was very powerful testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Old Farmer's Almanac, which has a 80% accuracy rate since whenever it started being published in 1792, I don't know how long they've been doing their weather forecast, but they forecast over a year in advance, and they get an 80% accuracy rate. I'm sure every meteorologist would love to have that record. But they're saying for our area, which is sort of, you know, it goes from Oklahoma City down to San Antonio and down far south as you can get in Texas. So it's a little, I mean, it's a large area, but they say generally our temperatures in June will be 3 degrees above average, and precipitation will be 2 inches below average.
Now, aren't we expecting to be 105 degrees this week?
We are. That's what somebody said. I was 105?
Well, you printed that out. You emailed it to me.
Well, oh, that's right. I did.
Because I emailed it to a couple of people.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're saying. So that's a little bit of Texas history for you. On this day in 1865, an estimated 50 desperados broke into the state treasury in Austin, one of the boldest crimes in Texas history. There was a brief gunfight. One of the robbers was killed. All the other robbers fled toward Mount Bonnell, which is west of Austin, carrying with him about $17,000. In gold and silver, more than half of the gold and silver in the state treasury. None was ever recovered or captured. The people were never captured. One of the boldest crimes in Texas history.
Hmm.
Yeah. How about that?
Summer is tarantula season in Texas.
Something to look forward to.
Did you know that?
I did not. Is that all you have to say about it? What does that mean?
No, I'm going to. I have more to say.
All right.
If you happen to run across a tarantula in your backyard, don't worry, it's just passing through. Summer is a time for many things in Texas, hot weather among them.
Yeah.
But including tarantula season. While commonly known, I'll bet you didn't know this, they're commonly known as pets.
Pets. Yeah, I've heard of people. Actually, I've read the tarantulas are not, you know, they don't bite unless you really annoy them and corner them and that kind of thing. They bite mm-hmm. defensively, but they're not going to crawl on you and bite you like chiggers or something like
right.
that.
Right. They roam wild throughout Texas. In fact, there's 14 species of tarantulas that have been recorded in our state of Texas, according to Texas A&M.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
One of the most spectacular spider events in Texas occurs for a few weeks each summer when male tarantulas actively wander, apparently seeking for females. The phenomenon is not well understood and may be related to migration more than mating.
Okay.
Female tarantulas will lay 100 to 1,000 eggs in a web before they hatch 45 to 60 days later.
No kidding.
Yeah. All the time we've lived here, I've only seen one. Remember that time we were out mm-hmm. for a walk and mm-hmm. was walking across the street.
Yeah.
And if you've never seen one, they're scary as heck because they're so big.
And hairy. Yeah, yeah, there's a James Bond movie where the bad guy, Bond, is sleeping and the bad guy puts a tarantula in his bed, and he wakes up, and it's on his stomach or something. And but again, if you know anything about tarantulas, you know that's not a big deal.
Well,
I would not want to have a tarantula in my stomach.
Exactly. But, I mean, people think that they're really scary, but You know, they really aren't.
You know, when you watch a movie like that, well, why didn't they just kill Bond? I mean, he's asleep. They have to put a tarantula on his stomach to kill him.
Well, and the female tarantulas can live up to 25 years.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Just the females?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Well, in Texas, the males only live two or three months after maturity.
So the males are, would it, they live for a few years and that's it? Allison?
I don't know when they mature. This, oh. The article that I ran across didn't say when they
I'll
mature.
I'll be darned. Well, that's funny. Well, we have, let's see, we've got, next we were talking about, you know, when summer begins, we've got, it's not on the board. We've when summer begins, and I guess it's this coming Wednesday is...
Flag Day.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. It's not just a day. It's all month. It's Pride Month, and don't use that word. That's a terrible thing to say.
No. June 14th is Flag Day.
Oh, Flag Day. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Oh well.
I didn't say P-flag.
Well, Buddy Brown has something to say about June and this. Fake holiday, supposedly, that in June. So here's the great Buddy Brown.
Do you want me?
Yeah, BB.
BB Gay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, y'all? You know what's absolutely wild to me? Disney used to have a gay day, like back in 2001, and then fast forward a couple years, they had a whole gay week. Now on today's calendar, we have an entire month of the year where it's absolutely weird to be heterosexual, at least to the corporate world. I swear, y'all, it's honestly like they think every single one of us should be up there on a parade float in downtown San Francisco wearing nothing but tighty-whities and cowboy boots. Have fun getting that image out of your head. So I wrote the little song here. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go. If y'all didn't know it, I'll explain it to you. You're all right-wing bigots if you're not into dudes. We get 55 emails each day before noon, reminding us all that everything's gay in June. Your new Apple Watch, your ball cap from Liz, the Walt Disney Channel's got gay shows for kids. Levi jeans makes you start hearing the banjos. Skittles make sure we're all tasting the rainbow. As queer as a $3 bill in Elton John's boots. Remember, everything's gay in June. See all the stickers outside of the store. It feels like a glitter bomb at your front door. They're selling men's rompers live on QVC. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy reruns on TV. Move over, you straight folks, and give us your children to groom. Because everything's gay in June. That Target your wife goes to on County Line, even Buzz Lightyear is full of gay pride. As queer as a $3 bill in Elton John's boots. Remember, everything's gay in June. If y'all didn't know it, I'll explain it to you. You're all right-wing bigots if you're not into dudes. We get 55 emails each day before noon, reminding us all that everything's gay in June.
That's the great Buddy Brown. Thank you, Buddy.
he provides us a lot of content.
We appreciate that, don't we?
We certainly do.
Yeah.
Well, while we're talking about things going on in June, June 6th, which I just passed, let's see, it was 4 days ago. It was the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Mm. And actually, aren't we going to be near D-Day?
Mm-hmm. We have a big trip planned in a couple of months, or less than that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be at Normandy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as I said, June 6th was the 79th anniversary of D-Day. A day before the invasion of Normandy, General Dwight D. Eisenhower gave a famous speech in which he told the troops, "The eyes of the world are upon you." Less known is an alternate speech Eisenhower wrote in case the invasion was unsuccessful, in what would later become one of the world's most coveted pieces of scrap paper. The general wrote, "My decision to attack at this time and place was based upon the best information available. The troops, the air, and navy did all that bravery and devotion to duty could do. If any blame or fault attaches to the attempt, it is mine alone."
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what a leader does. It takes full responsibility.
Well, exactly. That's, you know, something to think about the next time something goes wrong on your watch. On the anniversary, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, he celebrated the anniversary by likening that historic event that resulted in the deaths of thousands of Americans and Allied service members and the eventual victory over the Nazi regime. He compared it to the fight against climate change.
God. Well, I guess you wouldn't expect anything more from a traitor like John Kerry.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to the Bill and Allison Show on the Hill Country Patriot, your information station.
Texas, our Texas, all hail the mighty state. Texas, oh Texas, you're wonderful and great. Boldest and grandest, withstanding every test. Oh, empire wide and glorious, you stand supremely blessed. Texas, oh Texas, your freeborn single star sends out its radiance to nations near and far. Emblem of freedom, it sets our hearts aglow with thoughts of San Jacinto and glorious Alamo. God bless you, Texas, and keep you brave and strong, that you may grow in power and word throughout the ages long. God bless you, Texas, and keep you brave and strong, that you may grow in power and word throughout the ages long.
Welcome back. We're Bill and Allison, Hill Country Patriot, your information station.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear us online anytime. Our past shows, firstcoupleoftexasradio.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can download them and listen, or listen online as you wish. And we live in an age of fake news and fake meat and fake genders. But you're not going to hear anything fake on the Bill and Allison Show.
Well, actually, yes, you are.
Well, that's true. We do occasionally have a little fake story we throw in there, but we let you know they are.
Yes.
The Bandera Natural History Museum's 7-year anniversary is today at 11 a.m., and Dinosaur George will be returning. You probably wondered whatever happened to Dinosaur George. Well, he's been...
I wonder who Dinosaur George is.
No. George has been on vacation in Dinosaur Land, and now he's come back. So he'll be there today at 11 a.m.
You know, we do, very close to us, have a Dinosaur Land. That's not what it's called, but do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's an area. It's up as a... Jeez, is it 281? There are dinosaur footprints.
Oh, yeah. You are...
I forget the name of the town.
No, I know it very well. Yeah, there are dinosaur footprints in a creek bed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of the town either.
Isn't it near Hico?
Yeah, around that area. Up in that area. Yeah. We're... Billy the Kid is lived and is buried.
No, he lived one place and he's buried in another.
I think he's buried
just right down the street.
I think he's buried in Hamilton and lived in Hico.
Or the other way around.
Which I know that way around.
Okay.
That's we're talking about Brushy Bill Roberts, who many people believe was the real Billy the Kid. The Billy the Kid was not killed by Pat Garrett. Thank you, Pat Garrett in New Mexico. That was someone else, and because it was dark, and they, Brushy Bill Roberts was. There's, in fact, there's a book written called The Real Billy the Kid, and it's written by an attorney who got to know Bill Roberts and was absolutely convinced that he was him. He was Billy the Kid, and this was in the 1940s, and he brought him to New Mexico to see some of the people that actually knew Billy the Kid. There were a few still around, and most of them said, yeah, that's Billy. Mm-hmm. One guy said Billy had little... had bright blue eyes and little brown specks in them. He said, can I look at your man's eyes? And said, yeah. And he looked at him and he said, that's Billy. So the Brushy Bill Roberts, many people believe this, was Billy the Kid, lived in Hyco, buried in Hamilton. Okay, and you can go right by his grave. It's right on the highway.
Oh, it's right on the highway.
Yeah, people still leave.
You know, so that's how we learned about it.
They leave flowers and beer cans and all sorts of stuff. Anyway. Well, on a more serious note... this story just came out last night. Joe Biden is using his pulpit to stigmatize parents who oppose transgenderism for their children. He is using his pulpit to oppose to stigmatize parents who oppose transgenderism for their children. Even as a whole bunch of studies are coming out about the safety and the unsafety of these medical interventions for kids who say they're trans. There's a Pride Month celebration at the White House, and so he got up and made a speech. Well, they propped him up and gave him the words. And, you know, he said that parents who worried about confused child's, you know, gender dysphoria, and the people who are concerned about hormone therapy, puberty blockers, genital surgery, Biden said they are hysterical. They're hysterical. Prejudiced, he said. Mm-hmm. Close to sinful. They're terrible. They're cruel. So mutilating your child is, according to the President of the United States, close to sinful. To not mutilate your child is close to sinful. To be against it, he said, is close to sinful.
We're going to have, next hour, we're going to have some information about several corporations that are getting supporting it.
Oh, yeah. Corporations are falling all over themselves to support it, which tells me there's a lot of money behind it. Big pharma.
Well, exactly. Well, yeah, because once these people have this gender surgery, they have to be on drugs for life.
There you go.
For life.
There you go. So Big Pharma is behind it, paying off corporations to do it. Evidence shows that these treatments pose... I'm reading. I'm not just saying this off the top of my head. There's a study, several studies out, but one of them said, evidence shows, quote, that the treatments pose irreversible consequences, exacerbate or fail to alleviate existing mental conditions and cause infertility or sterility. There was a Wall Street Journal article, Gerald Posner. He said that this stuff for children, quote, is a human experiment on children and teens, the most vulnerable patients. He says that these drugs that are used to treat gender dysphoria, puberty blockers, have not been approved by the FDA. He said, quote, ignoring the long-term dangers posed by unrestricted off-label dispensing of powerful puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones is child abuse. And, that's what Biden said, that if you're against that, you are hysterical, prejudiced, terrible, cruel, and close to sinful.
Come on, man. Come and listen to my story about a man named Joe, a poor Scranton kid who was always kind of slow. Then one day he was fresh out of school, went up through the ranks, come a bumbling fool.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do.
Someday I gotta have a long talk with that boy.
Well, the first thing you know, Joe's out of the sticks. His kinfolk said, get into politics. He won the Senate race back in Wilmington. So he loaded up the car, made his way to Washington. Crooked politicians, corrupt lobbyists, as far as the eye could see, made Joe feel right at home. Come on, man, he's got nowhere to go. Just a flash in the pan and nothing to show. Come on, man, he never even seems to know.
Come on.
It's the sleepy, creepy, good old Uncle Joe.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
We choose truth over facts.
Now, most people knew that Joe was never the sharpest knife in the drawer. Even in his prime, he never had a fastball. Not even sure he ever had a slow ball. Now the next thing you know, Joe runs for president, campaigning and hiding in his own basement. After 47 years of living off the folk, claimed he was the common man, became a common joke.
You big dummy!
Like many Capitol hillbillies, Joe leached off the system, signing the back of checks, never the front.
Come on, man, he's got nothing to say. Hoping everyone just looks the other way. Come on, man, his fortune always seems to grow.
Come on, man.
It's the sleepy, creepy, sneezy, crazy, good old Uncle Joe.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
A three-letter word. Jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs.
Joe also invented some new words, much to the amazement of his former boss.
For people that bad and kept there, true international effort to pressure, true international effort to pressure.
Come on, man.
You can't fix stupid. Stupid is forever.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
What am I doing here?
Bring me sunshine. In your smile.
Okay, coming up after the break, short break, we're going to have an update on the total eclipse of the sun, Monday, April 8th, 2024, in Hill Country.
Where we live, there should be more happiness, so much joy.
Welcome back. We're Bill and Allison, HillCountryPatriot.com, 104.3 and 102.1. And you can find us online anytime, first couple of TexasRadio.com.
There you go. You can see, find all of our, most of our back shows and a little description of each one, and you can listen anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
I did that the same, at first couple of TexasRadio.com. Well, so far there's only one Major League Baseball team that's not hosting a Pride Night game.
Wow.
There's only one.
Wow. We need to support them.
Well, you know, there was once a legendary group in Texas that, despite being hopelessly outnumbered and facing failure, stood their ground in face of insurmountable odds. Of course, you remember the Alamo. Thinking of the Alamo, that, but also Major League Baseball's Texas Rangers. Hmm. See, where the men who perished at the Alamo are battling bayonets, the Rangers are battling mounting pressure from gay activists. The Texas Rangers will not host a Pride Night, unlike any other Major League Baseball team.
Is that Mark Cuban's team, or am I wrong?
No. That's not. He has the basketball team, the Mavericks.
But
you know, it's June, which means every corporate entity, including Major League Baseball, has to get involved with people's sex practices. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And coming up at the next hour, we're going to be talking about major corporations that are supporting this.
Well, the one Major League Baseball team that has held steady in refusing to host a Pride Night are the Texas Rangers.
Right.
Texas Rangers. They're very firm on that. They're not going to do it. Pride Night Baseball began back in 2001 with, I'm sorry to say, the Chicago Cubs, which used to be my team, but not anymore. So even the Houston Astros are hosting Pride Night events. Texas Rangers made it clear they have no intention of hosting a Pride Night. So
good for them.
Kudos to the Texas Rangers. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in our next segment, which follows the news, we have our very popular feature, which I'm glad to say is popular. People like it, so we keep doing it. It's called the Woke Alert. And that is, we find the craziest things that the wokers are doing.
Well, it's easier to find things that aren't crazy.
That's true. It's a very tough job to pick out the craziest ones. But we've got our Woke Alert for this program coming up right after the news, plus a whole ton of stuff more. We're going to talk about, you won't believe what we're going to talk about. How about the, I'm just looking through all the things we have to talk about, and there's a pile of them. We'll never get through them all. But stay tuned to the Bill and Allison Show after the news for more crazy stuff.
Now, the first couple of Texas Radio. Here's Bill and Allison Mancaro.
Well, we're Bill and Allison, Hill Country Patriot, your information station.
We are sometimes wrong,
but we're always right.
We're always right. Fighting a never-ending battle for truth, justice,
and the American way.
We're never PC. Politically correct. We are proudly what, Allison?
Politically incorrect.
PI, politically incorrect. But most importantly, we strive to be BC, biblically correct. And we have a trigger warning. Allison and I identify as non-binary. We are non-binary.
What? During the break, I had Bill Google something. And what's the name of the team?
Denver Nuggets.
Okay. The mascot for the Denver Nuggets, Rocky, this is the mascot for the team. And you know what they do, if you've ever seen a game.
Well, they go to the games. And I don't know if they go to away games or if they just probably get away games too. But
I don't know.
Certainly at home games. And they're, you know, that's somebody dressed up as a, whatever. In this case, as a mountain lion, Rocky. And they, you know, they just get, they prance around and get the fans excited. Mm-hmm. People who are excited by a guy in a mountain lion suit.
Rocky makes $650,000 a year.
What? How do you get that job?
I ran across that, and then the very funny thing is, I think the same day or the next day, I got an email from a woman who wanted to rent our condo, our vacation rental condo, and she's a regular customer, and she wanted a really good rate, a really low rate, and I said, well, not if your husband. Oh, and she said,
"Where's she from?" You didn't mention that part.
Denver.
Oh, okay.
She said, "After the Nuggets season ends," and I said, "Well, if your husband's Rocky, you don't deserve a discount."
Exactly.
and so she didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, she didn't. Well, probably no. most Nuggets fans would be pretty ticked considering what they have to pay for a ticket. I don't know what it is, but it's always very high.
So I told her how much Rocky makes.
He makes her
$650,000. She was absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
And the reason they can't go on vacation until after the season is over is because either she or her husband, I forget which, run a restaurant that's right across the street from the stadium.
Oh, very lucrative for them. That's
not as much as being Rocky.
No, it's not an air raid. Don't worry about it. It's our woke alert signal. Allison and I search for the craziest bit of wokeness we can find, and it's not an easy job because there's so many crazy things.
Yeah.
But this is out of Australia, okay? Out of Australia. Two Australian women were charged with a crime by because they criticized a male who says he's a woman. That guy was trying to breastfeed a baby.
Oh, God.
And they criticized him. And they were charged with a crime. Their names are Jasmine Sussex and Leah Whiston. And they were notified that they had violated Australian law by tweeting a criticism of this guy trying to breastfeed a baby. His wife had given birth to this baby, and he was trying to breastfeed it because he took drugs to induce lactation. I didn't even know that was possible in a man, but apparently. The tweet of these two women was, men shouldn't breastfeed because breastfeeding is for the baby, and there's no evidence that any male-induced milk is equivalent to mother's milk. We have no idea if the substance is even milk. It's absolutely a human experiment on babies. And this woman who tweeted that, Jasmine Sussex, is a volunteer breastfeeding counselor. She was fired from her job in 2021 for failing to comply with the adoption of gender-neutral language in breastfeeding care. And she was removed from the Australian Breastfeeding Association membership.
Wow.
Yeah. So in Australia, you can be arrested if you say that men shouldn't breastfeed a baby.
Wow.
You know, how long will it be before we see that here?
Well, there's all sorts of crazy stuff among large corporations. Our local HEB, their Pride Month collection is selling quickly, despite a backlash. Among this year's HEB offerings are bandages, reusable shopping bags, and wall decor, including the outline of Texas filled with the colors of the Pride flag.
You know, I'm very surprised at that because Charles Butt of the B of HEB, or actually, well, Howard Butt was the H, and but anyway. He's a Christian, and he operates a Christian retreat near Rockport, Texas. And I'm very surprised to hear that, and I'm very disappointed to hear that.
Well, you're the grocery shopper in our family. Have you seen that stuff?
I have not seen that in HEB. No, I have not. I've not seen any of that Pride stuff in HEB. Maybe they're smart enough to keep it out. Maybe they do it in Austin or something, but maybe they're smart enough to keep it out of the real hill country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. Cracker Barrel. We have one here in Kerrville. It's probably the only one in Hill Country.
I've always thought they have a billboard on I-10 as you're going west.
I know.
And you're just outside of Comfort, Texas, just outside of the exit. It says Comfort Food Cracker Barrel. So if anybody is driving down I-10 and sees that.
You would think it's at the next exit.
You get off and go to Comfort to find the Cracker Barrel. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about Kerrville. But it doesn't say that on the sign. It just says Comfort Food
exactly.
Cracker Barrel. Really?
It doesn't say where it is.
No.
It doesn't say it's in Kerrville.
No, it doesn't say it's in Kerrville. It's you know, okay. But anyway, you had a... They're going woke, too?
Oh, yeah.
Cracker Barrel?
Don't they
know who their customers are? Don't these companies, Bud Light know who their customer base is?
Yeah, well, they're facing calls for a boycott after posting a photo of a rainbow.
This is Cracker Barrel now?
Uh-huh. Cracker Barrel. You know how on the front porch they have all those rocking chairs?
Yeah.
Well, they posted a photo, and I've seen it, of a rainbow rocking chair in support of... Pride Month.
Wow. How stupid are they?
Yeah,
I mean their demographic for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody says very very few support
really?
That.
And on social media platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, the company included a caption with the photo of the rocking chair. We We are excited to celebrate Pride Month with our employees and guests. Everyone is always welcome at our table in our rainbow rocker. Happy Pride.
You're going to be supporting it with us in, you know, in your restaurant.
Exactly. Well, okay.
And I like Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
They have great food. I enjoy Cracker Barrel a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a great place to be. I'm very, very disappointed in you, Cracker Barrel.
No, I know.
Comfort food.
And that's not the end of it. Oh. Kellogg's is partnering with GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which has been around for a long time. They are introducing a new cereal just in time for Pride Month. Cereal. Together with Pride. Pride colors on the box. Tony the Tiger, who I grew up with, raising the rainbow flag.
He's gay now. Tony's gay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The cereal characters, because they, you know, the cereals have a lot of different characters. They're wearing Pride flags. And the cereal box lists suggested pronouns and has blank spaces to fill in your own.
Good golly.
Mm-hmm. And Kellogg is asking customers to upload receipts to TikTok so it can donate money up to $140,000 in pursuit of accelerating acceptance for the LGBTQ+ community.
Wow. So you can't even get away from this stuff when you sit down and have your breakfast cereal.
Exactly.
It's got to be pushed in your face.
Exactly. And this is cereal targeted for little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
there's got to be billions of dollars behind this. You know, as Donald Trump said, when you don't know why something's going on, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this stuff going on? I don't have any facts about it, but I guarantee you that these companies are being paid huge amounts of money to push the gay agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee
No. It's more than gay. It's more the trans thing.
Okay, the trans thing.
Because, right. I mean, we have friends who are gay and relatives who are gay. And they do not support this thing.
Yeah, they don't support child mutilation.
Right, exactly. For them. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, but there's more. Here's where to go to celebrate Pride Month, from Bernie to New Braunfels.
Delightful.
Several hill country towns will be celebrating the LGBTQ+. Culture with Pride Month events this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find one near you.
Well, you know, you mentioned transgenderism and all that. Used to be called the term left me, but that's because it's not heard anymore. Anyway.
Are you talking about how men dress up like women?
Yeah, what was that called? I can't remember the term for it.
I know. It's escaping me. But they didn't mutilate themselves.
No. They just dressed as women.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Which, by the way, it occurred to me the other day. You hear all these things about these guys who enter girls' sports and win all the trophies and everything because they're guys. No matter what they claim to be, they're guys. How come you don't hear about women claiming to be men entering these sports events? Against men.
Actually, we have an acquaintance.
They'd lose.
We have an acquaintance whose former daughter did win, and
against
they were
men.
And they were on the Today Show talking. Well, she's like, you know,
she
20 or something like that.
But she won in a men's competition.
Yeah, so that's why they were.
I don't want to meet her in a dark alley.
They were on the Today Show.
I don't want to meet her in a dark alley. I'll tell you that.
So they made the Today Show, but that was before this was such big news.
Well, you know, I read about this girl who came home, teenage girl, who came home and told her father that she now identifies as a boy. And the way the father handled it was great. He said, "Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now I feel free to come out as a woman." And he put a dress on around the house, and he took her to school wearing a dress and meeting her friends, and she was so mortified by this that she decided she, She wasn't a guy after all. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Well, since the start of the year, on a serious subject, President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has released more than 2,300 illegal alien convicted criminals into the United States out of detention. They knew they were convicted criminals, 2,300, more than 2,300. They were illegals. They were convicted criminals. They were in detention in the United States. And Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security released them into the United States. Biden has sought to gut interior immigration enforcement through so-called sanctuary country measures that protect most of the nation's, God knows how many, some 22 million or more illegals from arrest and deportation. Last year, fewer than 30,000 illegals were deported from American communities, which represents less than 0.3% of the total illegal population. Now, how'd you like to live in New York City? Their new mayor, Eric Adams, is funneling taxpayers' money, including your taxpayers' money, because some of it goes to New York, to the city's powerful real estate industry. New York is a sanctuary jurisdiction that has long said they were a sanctuary city. We'll shield illegal aliens from arrest and deportations. That's why Greg Abbott has bussed so many to them. Well, what the mayor of New York City is doing, it is a quid pro quo to the real estate industry that gives him money. He announced that migrant hotels would be hotels would be open to illegals. A couple of days ago, he announced the Wingate by Wyndham will be opened to illegals.
Well, you've stayed at a Wingate.
Yeah, it's a fancy hotel. If you're a tourist in New York City, it's a nice hotel. We didn't stay in New York City.
It's not real fancy, but it's a very nice hotel. Upscale.
If you're a tourist looking to stay at the Wingate in Queens, the average room costs almost $600 a night.
Oh, the one that we stayed at wasn't anywhere near that.
No, but this is New York City. This is New York City. Wow. The taxpayers are paying that $600 a night to the Wingate and the real estate industry. 85 hotels in New York City have been commissioned by the mayor's administration to house illegals, in a massive shift of wealth from taxpayers directly to the city's powerful real estate industry. But not only is he doing that, I mean, the mayor of New York, nearly half of the hotel rooms in New York City are filled with illegals living rent-free at the expense of local taxpayers. Half of the hotel rooms in New York City are filled with illegals.
Wow.
You want to go to New York?
No, thank you.
Nearly 70,000 illegals have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City, and a lot of them were bussed from Texas. So Adams has been giving out these contracts to New York's real estate industry, $75 million just to house illegal aliens in the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. $75 million taxpayers are paying to house them. There's about 13 to 15 migrant buses of every day that arrive in New York City. And it's been hugely profitable for the real estate industry. The Urban Institute just had a report out. Taxpayers spent $2.1 billion so far in New York to house and take care of illegals, almost all of that money ending up in the hands of the real estate industry of New York.
Wow.
You talk about the charges against the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton for giving favorable treatment to a real estate developer. This mayor of New York City is doing it in spades.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? He also has a plan to shelter illegals in public school gyms and give them free food.
While the kids are at school?
While the kids are in school.
Oh, my gosh.
One resident, Danielle Rogers, told the New York Daily News, how would you feel if you were living here and you got these random people moving into a school that your grandkids go to?
Wow.
They're giving them free pizza and sandwiches. And you know the mayor's attitude? You know what the mayor of New York City said? Tough luck, parents.
Wow.
Deal. What he said? Deal with it.
Wow.
Deal with it. Deal with illegals living in your children's public school gym.
Wow.
While kids are in class.
Wow.
While kids are in class. One parent was quoted in the New York Daily News as saying, quote, our children deserve to have academics. How are they going to do that when our kids are having to worry about who they're around? We're going to get hurt. And our teachers as well are having to suffer because now they are stuck in the position where they can't even get our kids help. That's something. But the mayor of New York shrugged off the protests, told parents, deal with it. Deal with it.
Wow.
On top of this, as crazy as that sounds, he wants the city government to pay New Yorkers to open their homes to illegal aliens. What? What? Oh, man. Well, there was a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee the other day, and this is what went on. This is a little short clip from it.
The illegals, when they cross into the country, they want that MTA, that motion to appear in court. Is that correct? Now, Mr. Lyons, could you tell me for sure, when they get this MTA, does that automatically qualify them for benefits?
Yes, it does.
So you're telling me they come into the country, they turn themselves in, and then they get the MTA, and they are qualified for benefits from the American taxpayer?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any idea how much those benefits run, or how? Any idea? Have you heard that, Mr. Lyons?
Up to $800 a month.
$800 a month. And so I understand, too, we give them a cell phone.
Yes, we do.
Have y'all heard that? We actually give them a cell phone. My kids would probably rather come across the border, honestly, sometimes.
Yes, sir.
So we give them a cell phone that they can jailbreak and use it however they want. My understanding, go ahead, Lyons. I'm waiting. I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, it was just they give them that phone so that they know where they're at. But we have a 95% failure rate to appear for those motions.
So you mean they take our phones, but they don't take our phone calls? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. Yes, it's the worst date.
Man, that does sound like my kids.
Yes.
Now, Doc, one last thing, and then we'll get off, and I'll give Mr. Jordan. I didn't have a time over here, Jim. Am I over time?
You're definitely
over time. The benefits continue,
Mr. Moore. I'm definitely over time.
But the benefits continue.
The chairman says I'm definitely over time.
Well, you can ask your last question.
Last question, Doc. So 100% of the immigrants, when you deliver the children, you have to give them car seats, I understand. So because the federal government requires you. Isn't there some rule that says you can't send a child away from hospital without a car seat?
Correct. CMS rule, we cannot do that.
So we're buying all the car seats as we send them on the way and paying for all the health care, and you're $26 million in debt, basically.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I'll yield back, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, coming up after the break, we're going to tell you what Elon Musk is replacing the horn sound on all Teslas with. Welcome back. We're Bill and Allison, HillCountryPatriot.com, your information station.
And we're also at FirstCoupleOfTexasRadio.com. We invite you to visit that. You can listen to our past shows, download them. You need a little, there's instructions on how to download them there. You need a little program to do that. But very simple. And once you get that, you can put them on your favorite device and take them with you walking, jogging, bicycling, play them in the car.
Well, while you're talking
in the shower.
While you're talking about downloading things, this is a Dateline Starbase, Texas. Do you know where that is?
Nope.
You don't?
Starbase, Texas? No, I don't.
That's where Elon Musk's space program is.
Well, Jeff Bezos has his space program.
Yeah, but that's
in Texas.
That's in West Texas.
It's true. Van Horn.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Elon Musk has tweeted that he's leaving the Democrat Party and he'll be voting Republican. He announced a few months ago that he voted Republican for the very first time ever for it was a special election here in Texas. Do you remember her name?
I know. What are you talking about?
Okay, it was a special election to a conservative Republican. Maya Flores.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah. Oh, you mean for Congress? Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right for Congress. Anyway, so he has gotten a lot of questions. Is the Tesla line going to be affected by his change in party affiliation? And he tweeted out that there's going to be a mandatory software update on all Tesla products, effective immediately. The horns of all Tesla vehicles will blast "Let's go, Brandon," instead of the traditional honking sound.
Yeah.
Go to controls, /forward. You know what do you call that thing? Software updates, and follow the on-screen instructions for your vehicle to receive its required update.
There you go. Well, that's actually on our board, Allison. Why don't you play that? It's a LGB, second row from the bottom. All right.
Okay.
So much for timing. There we go.
Let's go, Brandon.
So that's the new Tesla horn, huh?
Yes.
That's great. Well, we have something to celebrate. Some good news. Yeah, let's celebrate some good news. Okay. We don't get enough good news. Well, a federal appeals court ruled this week that the U.S. government cannot ban people convicted of nonviolent crimes from possessing guns. If you're convicted of a nonviolent crime, they tried to take the guns away from this guy, and he sued. All right? It's the latest defeat for gun control laws, and there have been a lot of defeats. The Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, in a ruling from 11-4, said you can't, if somebody's convicted of a nonviolent crime, you can't take their guns away from them. What happened was, a guy named Brian Range, he pled guilty to welfare fraud, and he was barred under a federal law from possessing a gun after he pled guilty to welfare fraud. He sued. He said that violates his right to bear arms under the Second Amendment of the Constitution. And the court agreed with him. The judge writing the opinion, first of all, he went to, you know, you have to go to a few courts before you get that high and to the U.S. Court of Appeals. He pled guilty in 1995, this is how long it took, to committing welfare fraud, and federal law generally bars people convicted of crimes that are punishable by more than a year in prison from possessing guns. And what he pled to was a state misdemeanor, but they took his guns away from him anyway. And in 2021, a federal judge ruled against Mr. Range. But when the U.S. Supreme Court, thanks to the justices that Trump put on the court, the Congress put on the court, and Trump, nominated, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment protects individuals' right to carry guns in public for self-defense, and any restrictions on that right must be consistent with the nation's historical tradition of gun regulation. Okay? So the circuit judge on the Philadelphia, 3rd U.S. Circuit, Philadelphia is based, wrote for the majority, the 11-4 majority, that the government failed, the government meaning the government was prosecuting this guy, taking his guns away, the government had failed to point to any laws from the United States' founding establishing a tradition of disarming nonviolent criminals. So he said the prosecution, the government, failed to point to any laws from the founding of the United States up to now establishing a tradition of disarming nonviolent criminals, which is what the Supreme Court said that had to be part of the any case, that any restrictions on your right to bear arms must be consistent with the tradition of the United States, with the historical tradition of gun regulation. So that's a big win to celebrate, gun rights. And there you go.
Okay, well, you're no longer going to be able to mooch off your friend's Netflix account for free.
Oh, no. or mooch off your neighbor's internet, which I used to do.
Did you really?
In Dalhart, in my folks' house. It's a duplex, and I saw that there was a signal, and it must have been coming from the other, the other apartment, the other house. And so I used that. I didn't.
But we didn't plug into it. Well,
what do you mean we didn't plug into it?
Well, it must have been.
It was unsecured.
I was going to say it was not password protected.
No, unsecured.
So okay.
That was pretty cool.
Okay, but
maybe I should have admit that on the radio. But hey, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Well,
and we were only. The reason is, I was only there, you and I were only part-time, a few days here, a few days there.
Exactly.
We'd pay through the nose for internet service.
Yeah. Which we did at one point, decided this is ridiculous. Yeah. We're here no more than a week at a time.
I will say that every so often I gave our neighbors some, flowers or, whatever we gave them. So just didn't mention the internet thing. Being nice.
Anyway, back to Netflix. They've announced.
Actually, we did tell them about it, and they laughed and said, "Go ahead and do it." So it sounded a lot worse than it actually was.
Anyway, about Netflix, they're cracking down on password sharing in the U.S. If you've got a Netflix standard account, you can add someone to your account outside of your house for an extra $7.99 a month. Netflix premium subscribers can add two additional members, while subscribers to the cheapest two tiers can't share their account. Although my question is, how do they know that you're sharing your password? How can they figure that out?
I don't know.
Anyway, they estimated
they look in your window, just like the city of Kerrville.
Yes. Oh, the lights.
Yeah. But we'll explain that one in a minute when you're done.
Okay. Anyway, Netflix estimated that last year there were 100 million households watching Netflix through an account that wasn't theirs.
Huh. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Wow.
But like I said, I can't figure out how they know you don't live in the house.
I don't know, but we said we would mention what we meant by the city of Kerrville looking in your windows. And what the city council did in Kerrville is it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They passed an ordinance that you can't have. I haven't read the ordinance, so I'm going by what
we were told by
a council member, by a council member
of the city council,
by a member of the Kerrville City Council, that they passed an ordinance that for light pollution, you can't have any lights in your house. Was it below the halfway mark on the window?
Well, no, that shine outside the window.
You can't have any lights that shine outside your window.
For example, a lot of us have like chandeliers in the dining room.
Yeah, or
like
a lamp.
Like ours.
A lamp that is anywhere near a window is going to shine outside.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy talk. And how are they going to enforce that? There is one code enforcement officer for the entire city of Kerrville. And I don't think she's going to be driving around looking in your window to see if you're violating the city ordinance.
Well, but your neighbor.
Well, she has more. I happen to know that person, and she has a lot more sense than to do something like that. That is just insane.
Well, but your neighbors might rat you out.
Well, well, really? Yeah. Well, then I don't want to have that kind of neighbor.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Your next stop is the Bill and Allison Twilight Zone. We look for, unlike the woke alert, which is the weirdest woke story we can find, this is just, this is the Twilight Zone episode, a segment of our show. These are the out of this world weirdness, just out of this world weirdness. Okay. Brittany Rist is her name. Brittany Rist walked down the aisle in a dress, white dress, and a white veil, and she picked out this song, Girl. And it's, I don't know the song. The artist is S-M-Y-L. I don't know what, how you pronounce S-M-Y-L, but anyway. Part of the lyrics are, girl, perfectly her, broken and hurt, shake off the night and don't hide your face. So it was Brittany Rist's wedding. And there was a picture of her. I'm looking. She's a very pretty girl. But there was no man, or even a woman, waiting at the altar.
There's no other person.
No other person waiting at the altar. She's 34 years old. She read her vows alone in front of a mirror. She accepted her own wedding proposal, marriage proposal. She gave herself a ring. Instead of a spouse, a red velvet cake next to a bottle of champagne. She said, I do to herself, and committed to loving herself for better or for worse. I don't know how to get through stuff like this.
No, I know.
She said, she told her reflection in the mirror, these are her wedding vows, I vow to never settle or abandon myself in a romantic partnership ever again. I vow to honor my calling and live like life as a work of art. She didn't have an officiant, you know, somebody to perform the wedding, a minister or anything. I don't think you'd find a minister that would do that.
Exactly.
She didn't have guests at her self-wedding. She toasted herself at a solo reception.
Oh. Well,
She committed to herself is what she did.
Gag. Aren't we all committed to ourselves all the time?
She should be committed.
Well, you
the
should...
The What?
You I'm, should tell well, people... I'm not, I'm a,
yeah.
Are you done?
No.
Oh, done. Okay.
The concept of self-marriage, there's a word for it. Sologamy. 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 That's the word they have for it now. Now, amazingly enough, it is not legally binding in the United States and not recognized by the laws of any country. I'm shocked. Wait till next year. You know. I mean, one nice thing about, though, sologamy is that you don't need to have a prenup. And I'm not going to mention what you do on your honeymoon. But there you go. This is sologamy. So that's Twilight Zone for the Bill and Allison show. You are in the Twilight Zone if you're going to marry yourself.
Well, I was going to say, while you were talking about weddings, you should talk about your experience performing a wedding in Las Vegas.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You weren't expecting that.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I'm never retired. I'm semi-retired pastor and pastor of a church here for a number of years. A close friend of ours, son, was getting married, and he asked if I would perform the wedding. And this was the marriage was going to take place at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And of course, I said, yes, we would do that. And, what I found out is you can't just show up and perform a marriage. You have to have a license in Las Vegas, in Clark County, to perform a wedding. And I had to jump through several hoops to get this license. I had to go down to the Clark County. We had to arrive early, you know, a day or two before the wedding. I had to go down to the courthouse and sign an affidavit proving that I was, you know, ordained. And then they gave me a certificate, which allowed me to perform one wedding, this one wedding, in Clark County in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the I thought, you know, they allow any fruitcake to perform a wedding, including present company included. You know, Elvis can,
well, like Elvis impersonators. Every other Elvis impersonator,
yeah,
performs weddings.
I know. But they were so concerned that I was a real minister. I'm thinking, really? Okay. Maybe I should be an Elvis impersonator, and then I wouldn't have any problem. But it,
give me sunshine in your smile. Make me happy.
Well, we will be right back after a quick break. Do you have anything you're going to be talking about after the break?
I have a lot to talk about after the break. Let's eat the bugs when we come back. I have some delicious recipes for you. You know, we're all supposed to eat bugs. And I've got some great recipes for you as far as... and if that doesn't keep you tuned...
well, maybe people will be grossed out and not want to hear it.
That may be true. But no, we got that coming up. We've got... what's the official language of the United States, Allison? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Well, you'll find out after this short break.
Okay. Welcome back. We're Bill and Allison, Hill Country Patriot, your information station.
You can find us at firstcoupleoftexasradio.com as well as hillcountrypatriot.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I asked Allison if you knew what the official language of the United States is.
Guess I don't.
Well, that's the answer. There is none. There is no official language, unlike almost every other country. There is no official language. A lot of people think it's English.
Right.
It reminds me of the two guys from Iran who escaped, and they were friends in Iran, but hadn't seen each other for years, and they both ended up in California, and they met each other accidentally on the street, and one of them started talking to the other in Iranian, and the other said, no, he said, we are in the United States now, we speak Spanish. All righty. What you got, Allison?
Well, is it okay, is that what you had?
Is that all I got? No, okay. I was talking about the wedding and Las Vegas.
Well, why don't you tell the rest of that story about the wedding that you performed.
A couple of weird things about it. Not weird. One is it wasn't a very beautiful location. There's a garden, large kind of a garden, I guess you'd call it.
With a gazebo.
With a gazebo at the Flamingo Hotel and a lot of huge, beautiful landscaping. And that's where the wedding took place. And it was gorgeous. But what happened was we took a Uber to the Flamingo Hotel, and I was wearing a tux because I was performing the service, and I somehow left my tie in the Uber, and he drove away, and it's gone. So we went to the gift shop of the hotel, and I remember saying to you, Allison, yeah, they're going to have a tux tie in the gift shop of a hotel. Well, they did. They had several.
Well, it was Las Vegas.
Yeah, it is Las Vegas. Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Well, so they did have a tux tie, and the guy who waited on us in the thing, he told us his name, and he said his name was Billy Eckstein Jr. And I said, what? You're Billy Eckstein's son? And he said, yeah, no, Billy Eckstein was a very famous singer in the 40s, 50s. I think he sang with Glenn Miller, one of those big name bands. But he was as well known as Frank Sinatra in his time. And this guy said he was his son. And we thought that was really cool. And then...
And then the rest of the story.
Then we did some research, and we found out the family says he ain't not his son at all. He's a phony.
Well, on that same trip, we were having the official dinner for the wedding. It was at the Stratosphere Hotel, which anybody who's been to Las Vegas knows that the Stratosphere is this...
It looks like the... what are the hemisphere in San Antonio. It's just like a space needle kind of a thing.
Exactly. So we're up in the top floor, and Bill's back was to the window, and I was facing the window. So we were up at the very, very top. And as I was watching, I gasped in horror because I saw a guy plunging.
You screamed, I think.
Did I?
You screamed.
I might have. Because I saw a guy plunging by the window.
Yeah, he had jumped. He had jumped off the top of the stratosphere and went right by the windows of where we were sitting.
Yes. And what I learned, what people around me explained to me, was that he was bungee jumping.
Exactly.
Oh, that would scare the heck out of me.
Oh, me too. I'm glad I didn't see it.
Up that high. Well, I mean bungee jumping that high.
Oh, well, people who do that are brave, braver than I am. But, I mean, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, this body just drops past the window. And you're like, what, 100 stories up or something?
Something like that. Yeah. It's very, very high.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's probably the highest building, tallest building in Las Vegas, I would guess.
I think so. I would think so. Well, here's a little item. This comes from Facebook. The Springfield, Colorado Police Department said officers conducted a traffic stop around 11:30 p.m. last Saturday. They said the Colorado Police, this is a posting on Facebook, they said the vehicle was traveling at 52 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone. And the department said, quote, the driver attempted to switch places with his dog who was in the passenger seat. You haven't heard this one, have you?
No, I haven't.
As the officer approached and watched, just stood there and watched the entire process. He put the dog in the driver's seat. Then he got out and he went in the passenger seat and then got out of the car. It was stopped.
I'm assuming he was incredibly drunk.
And told the officer he was not driving. The dog was actually doing the driving. And it said here, the male party showed clear signs of intoxication.
Yeah, you think?
And when asked about his alcohol consumption, the male party ran from the officer. But he didn't make it very far. He was apprehended quickly within about 20 yards of the vehicle. He also had two active warrants out for his arrest. He was booked. He was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, driving while ability impaired, driving under suspension, speeding 20 to 24 miles per hour over, and resisting arrest because he ran away.
Right.
And finally, the police department had to post this on Facebook. They thought it was so hilarious. And part of the posting was, here's what the police department said. Quote, the dog was given to an acquaintance of the driver to take care of while the party was in jail. The dog does not face any charges. He was let go with just a warning. Springfield, Colorado. You got to give it to the Springfield PD. They've got a sense of humor, man.
Absolutely.
They've got a sense of humor. But it doesn't go so far as to believing that a dog was driving the car. It doesn't quite go that far. Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, we are Bill and Allison, and we are almost out of here, but we're on every morning, on Saturday morning, from 8 to 10. So be sure to join us live.
Join us next week.
Join us next week. And hillcountrypatriot.com. And First Couple of Texas Radio.com on the Hill Country Patriot, which is your information station. In the meantime, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths.